Sometimes you read an article in a reputable newspaper or website and you don't know if it's for real or not. You can't tell if it's taking the mick. I just read this article, Cat Parasite Affects Everything We Feel and Do. Now, it's not unusual. I've heard of parasites that when they infect the host, they change the host's behaviour. I've heard of ones, parasites that make insects jump into water and things like that, allowing them to be eaten. And this researcher, Kevin Lafferty, has published a paper, which was published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society of Biology, which I think is a peer-reviewed science journal. I'm still not sure if this is real or not, that claims this parasite, Toxoplasma gondii, I'm looking for a joke in the name, but I can't see one, has been transmitted indirectly from cats to roughly half the people on the planet, and it's been shown to affect human personalities in different ways. This is the part that makes me suspicious. Research has shown that women who are infected with the parasite, that's human women, who are infected with this parasite they got from cats, the effect on women is they tend to be warm, outgoing, and attentive to others, while infected men tend to be less intelligent and probably a bit boring. I own three cats. Probably a bit boring. But both men and women who are infected are more prone to feeling guilty and insecure. Other researchers have linked the parasite to schizophrenia. In an adult, the symptoms are like a mild form of flu. I have had flu. But it can be much more serious in an infant or fetus. Oxford University researchers believe high levels of the parasite leads to hyperactivity and lower IQs in children. So the article goes on to talk about, you know, how unbelievable it is, and even the author himself thinks it's a bit unbelievable. And after he published his report, he got himself tested and turned out he's negative, he doesn't have the parasite. So yeah, it's all a bit peculiar. His final comment in the article is, quote, "This isn't about trying to freak cat owners out," he says. "Simply having a cat as a pet doesn't mean you're going to get infected, for sure." And then the article's author ends it with, "Of course, maybe some other parasite is making him say that." But it makes me think, how much of our behaviour is influenced directly or indirectly by parasites? This researcher, for example, pointed out that some countries and some areas have much larger rates of infection of this particular parasite than others, and that it seems to line up with stereotypes about typical personalities in those countries. He argues that aggregate personality types, in other words, what cultures tend to be like, different cultures around the world, actually fit neatly with the effects the parasite produces in individuals. He noticed, for example, that in Brazil, 2 out of 3 women of childbearing age are infected, whereas in the US, it's only 1 out of 8. Could some of the cultural differences we see around the world be because of this parasite and different levels of infection in different countries? The researcher Lafferty actually pours a bit of cold water on that idea himself, pointing out that there are many, many other things that affect culture, probably far more strongly than this parasite. But still, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? How much of what we perceive as cultural differences around the world are because of this and other parasites and different levels of infection from country to country, region to region? I personally find it quite worrying because, according to the rest of my family, I'm a complete sucker when it comes to our three cats. I allow them in the house. Whenever they come in, I feed them lactose-free milk from the fridge. I dote on them, whereas the other two people in the house, my wife and godson, they have a more realistic, pragmatic attitude towards the cats. Have I been infected?